Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. President Volodymyr Zelensky has welcomed Western leaders to Kyiv to mark the second anniversary of Russia's full-scale invasion as Ukrainian forces run low on ammunition and foreign aid hangs in the balance. Allies from the EU and group of seven wealthy democracies rallied round to Kyiv to express solidarity, with Zelensky joining a virtual G7 meeting Saturday and four top officials traveling to Ukraine. Zelensky held a press conference with Italian's premier, Giorgia Meloni, Belgium Prime Minister Alexander De Croo, and Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, as well as European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen, shortly after signing landmark bilateral security deals with Rome and Ottawa. An aide to Alexei Navalny says the body of the Russian opposition leader has been handed over to his mother. The director of Navalny's Anti-Corruption Foundation made the announcement on his Telegram account and thanked everyone who had called on Russian authorities to return Navalny's body to his mother. And Navalny's widow accused President Vladimir Putin earlier Saturday of mocking Christianity by trying to force his mother to agree to a secret funeral after his death in an Arctic penal colony. Navalny's mother has been demanding that Russian authorities return the body of her son to her for more than a week. It's not yet clear when or how the funeral will be held. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu says officials will meet on the next steps after the latest talks with the United States, Egypt, and Qatar in the search of a deal on pausing the fighting in Gaza. The meeting will happen, but Netanyahu also says he'll convene the cabinet early next week to approve the operational plans for action in Rafah. There have been widespread warnings from the international community about an Israeli military ground operation in Rafah. This is VOA News. The U.S. and Britain have struck 18 Houthi targets in Yemen. Targets Saturday answer a recent surge in attacks by the Iran-backed militia group on ships in the Red Sea and Gulf of Aden. According to U.S. officials, American and British fighter jets hit sites in eight locations. This is the fourth time that U.S. and British militaries have conducted a combined operation against the Houthis since January 12th. But the U.S. has also been carrying out almost daily strikes to take out Houthi targets. At least one member of the Republican National Committee is working to slow Donald Trump's attempted takeover of the organization. Mississippi Committee Henry Barber is pushing to keep the presidential nominee and block it from paying his legal bills. The effort comes as Trump last week publicly called to install one of his senior campaign advisors and his daughter-in-law, Lara Trump, in top roles. Lara Trump suggested earlier in the week that GOP voters would support the committee paying her father-in-law's legal bills as he faces a raft of criminal and civil indictments. But a senior Trump advisor, Chris LaCivita, says the RNC would not pay Trump's legal bills. The eldest son of Mexico's president and the governing body's presidential candidate say their telephone numbers have been published on social media and they've received threats and insults. The incident Saturday come a day after President Andres Manuel Lopez Obrador disclosed the phone number of a reporter for the New York Times. The paper published a story about a U.S. probe into claims that Lopez Obrador took money from drug traffickers. The president denies the allegations. His oldest son, Jose Ramon Lopez Beltran, wrote on X that the leak of his phone number is a kind of vengeance and it puts his family in danger. Hours later, the presidential candidate of Lopez Obrador's Morena Party and his secretary general announced that their numbers had also been leaked. Again, an aide to Alexei Navalny says the body of the Russian opposition leader has in fact been handed over to his mother. The director of Navalny's Anti-Corruption Foundation made the announcement on his Telegram account and thanked everyone who had called on Russian authorities to return Navalny's body to his mother. His widow accused President Vladimir Putin of mocking Christianity by trying to force his mother to agree to a secret funeral after his death in an Arctic penal colony. Navalny's mother has been demanding that Russian authorities return the body of her son to her for more than a week. It isn't clear when or how the funeral will be held. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.